With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Trump promises to deport some of those who have entered the country illegally during the Biden administration.
That is why, as soon as I take the oath of office, we will begin the largest deportation operation in the history of our country, even larger than that of President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Many years ago, he was a big deportation person.
The former president was appearing at a rally yesterday in Grand Rapids, Michigan, along with his running mate, J.D. Vance. The gunman in the attempted assassination of President Trump is believed to have flown a drone around the area ahead of time in an attempt to scope out the site. The drone has been recovered by the FBI, which is leading the investigation into the shooting by Thomas Matthew Crooks. Also at SRNNews.com, prosecutors are expecting to give new details next week about Boeing's plea deal in a case stemming from two deadly crashes of 737 MAX jetliners.
The Justice Department hopes to file the agreement with a federal district court in Texas. Earlier this month, Boeing agreed in principle to plead guilty to a single count of fraud. A key detail of the plea agreement will involve appointment of an independent monitor to oversee safety compliance at Boeing.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A plane crash in northeastern Ohio has killed all three people aboard. The FAA says the twin-engine Beechcraft 60 went down near the Youngstown-Warren Regional Airport Friday evening while attempting to make an emergency landing. The National Transportation Safety Board will investigate. An outbreak of listeria has U.S. health officials advising people who are pregnant, elderly, or have compromised immune systems to avoid eating sliced deli meat. The warning from the CDC comes as investigators work to identify the specific products involved in this listeria outbreak. They say people at risk should kill the germs by cooking the meat until it's steaming hot above an internal temperature of 165 degrees. This is SRN News. North Carolina churches are planning a major outreach. SRN's Michael Harrington.
More than 1,000 congregations are set to fan out across the state the first week of August and complete a variety of volunteer missions, including back-to-school distributions, wheelchair ramp builds, free yard sales, and food pantry projects. It's all being coordinated by ServeNC, and spokesman Todd Unzinger says, quote, "We want our communities to know that we love them, we're here for them, and we're ready to serve them as Jesus would." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Washington state judge says Attorney General Bob Ferguson is not entitled to enforce a subpoena seeking decades of records from the Seattle Archdiocese. Ferguson says his office needs the records to learn whether the Catholic Church used charitable trust funds to cover up sexual abuse by priests. The court found that under the state law governing charitable funds, he does not have authority to enforce the subpoena. This is SRN News. The Czech government says South Korea's KHNP has won a lucrative public tender to build at least two nuclear reactors in the Czech Republic.
The Eastern European country is trying to become more energy independent and wean itself off fossil fuels. The Czech Republic's prime minister says the bid by the Korean company was better than a competing bid by France's EDF. A contract is due to be signed by the end of March 2025. The first new reactor is expected to become operational for a trial by 2036, the second about 2 years later.
Correspondent Jeremy House. In Georgia, campaign groups and independent media say a new law purportedly to curb foreign influence represents an existential threat to them. The foreign influence law was passed by the Georgian parliament in May and resembles similar legislation in Russia. Opinion polls suggest nearly three-quarters, some 74% of Georgians, want to join the European Union. This is SRN News.